Yeah, and Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis, in the middle of Tosfos, the Baramasel, Vidulma Hashem Nozir Vasham Mitzairo. Just let us say Tosfos Kashin, let's go to the last Teretz. He says, the Gemara had a problem. Maybe this Behemoth, the Zohar is an Hashem Mitzairo. And therefore, we can't take care of all the sveikas. The Gemara said it's a milsad leishchiche. Vim taimer sotaisis had asked Hashem mitzayre miya yasne bishlomim. He has no problems with Hashem mitzayre because he was mafresh hashlomim. And with this shlomim that he was mafresh, he cannot make a tnai. That means, if the baim is a shlomim, so it's a shlomim. If the baim is a sham mitzayre, it's a sham mitzayre. Shrei shavim, ein ben nesachim, they both have nesachim, the same nesachim. So memele, so this suffix of a sham mitzayre is bechlal no problem. So let us go to the last teretz of Tosfos. Oid Omar Harav Shimshim Mikutzi. Rash Mishan said, the Ein Loimer Sheyasna Oshem Bishlom. No, this is not an Eitzah. The Shema Hayoim Oila Mocha Yeda Bal Ha Oshem Shenevat Ha Oshem. The owner of the Oshem will chapsech that the Oshem is lost. No, he's chayv an osham, he's a matzayr, he's chayv an osham. V'yovei acher tachtav, so bring another osham. Fartik, he lost this one. So bring another osham. V'loi yeida shenimtza, he will know about this, that his osham was found. And we were makab already an osham for him. V'yoysoi sheyovei chulun lazor. And the ocean that he's going to bring is going to be chulun lazor. It's not an ocean. He's already was niskape with the ocean that this person who was nischayev bedomov, he brought an ocean for him. And so it'll come out. He'll be over chulun. We want to do good to Zachin, and by be makriv this for an ocean, will be marshal the Bala Kolben with Avos Chunla Lazor Mishim Da'avi Osham Sheniskapru Balov Ba'acha, because he was already Niskapel with a other Kolben. Ye'ulariya Ozlo, and the din is that what? That Tzroyat Sheyistayif. So that Osham, but he was Mafrish, you have to be Tzroyat Sheyistayif. So we can't play around with an osham. We're going to bring an osham, so we're going to make problems with this. He thinks he didn't bring it, so bring it. I mean, an oila is bob in a dove, so we have no problem if he'll bring another oila, but an osham, we have a problem. Factor is shasha kashe. Have an eitzah. Let him go, and say like this. He's gonna be mafresh. We have a shlomim which can serve as an osham also. Without a shlomim, it's an osham. So he'll say as follows. He'll say that if this is an osham, it should be an osham. But if the bailam will later bring an osham, then it shouldn't be an osham. So memele, so I accomplished something. So be a shlomim. See, I have another tzad that it should be a shlomim. If it's a shlomim, it should be a shlomim. And if it's an osham, so if the bailam will later not bring an osham, it should be an osham. If the bailam will later bring an osham, so it should be a shlomim. So I didn't make a kal yet. So the Rishash asked this kashya, so the Rishash says such a tnai is totally in breire. That means it's totally in nasidis, if he'll bring, if he won't bring. So I'm making this now an osham if. So I don't know what I'm doing now. So it's only in Breire. But if you hold Yesh Breire, so then Taka Gut Kasha, you have to say Agmor holds Heim Breire. Because Anish wants to say that a fool you hold Yesh Breire is also no Kasha. So the Chazainish, because there's a, he says you have to understand what we want to be misakin. We want to be misakin. We're afraid. I'll tell you what we're afraid. We're afraid maybe this is an osham. That's the problem. And if it's an osham, so after Yirat Sheyistayiv, so if we could be machal on an osham, so it's gewaltig. But if we can't be mechalad on an osham, that means like this. I can't say that if this is an osham, this one should be an osham mechaloifen, because maybe he's going to bring an osham. So what am I saying? So I'll say, let's say, oh, yesh bayah. If he brings an osham, so I'm not being mechalad, because I'll get him in trouble. So this won't be an osham. But let me ask you, if this is an osham and this won't be an osham, what are you going to do with the behemoth? You can't do anything with the behemoth. After the Yirat Sheyistayiv, we're still in that water. We can't do anything. We want to be misakin that everything's taken care of already. If this is an osham, so after the Yirat Sheyistayiv, you can't use it. Maybe it's an osham, you aren't mechalal it. So mamela, so that's why we have a kasha. So they said, be mechalalit. So they said, look, you be mechalalit, you'll get into problems. Maybe he's going to bring an osham later. So what are you asking? So make it night. Maybe it won't be mechalalit. If it won't be mechalalit, I'm back to problems again. So I don't have what to do with this behemoth. Maybe it's an osham and I wasn't mechalalit. Let us go further in the Gemara. Look the Gemara right to Omama. Nekevais zivchei shlom. What if you find the cavis? So then, the mark of them for shlomen. Fact the gemara, we machalva than shlomen. Fact the gemara, dulma toide, maybe it's a toide, the maisi toide. Vabina lechem, the maisi nami lechem, you bring lechem. Fact the gemara, vidulma chatosi, maybe it's a nekevis, maybe it's a chatos. Now, in a chatos, you're stuck. You can't say, if it's a chatos, it's a chatos, and if not, is you can't bring a chatos ben adove. So the Gemara says, chatos bas shnoso. A chatos is 1 year old, in the first year. Vishtakach bas shteishonim. And here, this is speaking about, I found on the cave of bas shteishon. I said, it's a very interesting, the case of Zochas, he found a 1 year old. By the case of the Nekev, he found a 2 year old. Frek de Gemara vedilma chatos sha'ovro shnoso. Maybe it's a chatos that they were mafrishit when it was a kevis, when it was 1 year old, so it's a chatos. And, but they weren't makrivid yet, so ovro shnoso. So, and we're back where we started from. Lo shchiach. So the Moshe said, that's a shchiach, a chatos, if you're mafrish a chatos, you're makrivid when it's, you don't stop it up. So I don't have to declare it's a chatos sha'ovro shnoso. Frag the Gemara, fine. Okay, so the mission is good, everything is good. But the Moshe says, ishtakach bashnoso mai. But between you and me, what happens if one finds an akeva that's a bashnoso? So what do you do, lemaise? Is chananya ben chachinoi oima eis bashnoso? You found an eis that's a bashnoso. Lachatos. Like the Gemara, lechatos al kedai, when you make it for a chatos, you can't be making it for a chatos. You don't know if it's a chatos. Lechatos al kedai, elam rabaye, ki chatos. Kainzin lekipa, vehi mesa meyelel. You kainzin oisa lekipa, and then it's a suffix, maybe it's like a chatos that you can't be makrib, so it's kainzin oisa lekipa, mesa meyelel. Let's see what Rashi says. Chatos bashnosei dechsiv nekeva min hatzoin kisbo. Bechol kisbo bashnosei. Vishtakech bo shteishonim. Behemah the masnissim bebas shteishonim askina. The behemah spin. We found that bash shteishonim. So, I don't have, there's no suffix if it's a chatos. A chatos is a bashnos. So the Gemara is a bash shnosom. What'll be the din? So those days, bashnosa lechatos, lishna dekha. Some of the Baal Menachal, I mean, bashnosi is makriva chatos. So the Gemara says, chatos al gedait, or dumma lav chatos, I reche kreve. Ut nain amileka, the chatos like over the dova. Ki chatos, koinsa lekipa, vo meisa miyala. Ki din chatos, shein ruya lekorib. Ki goin chomesh chatois tozi lemise. Lekipa, lav davke, is the Rashi held by Kabbonis there wasn't a Meyuchedik in Mokim like there is by Yonim is kind of Lekipa Hashem Akipa Haisa Misukenis Lekam, maybe there was a Pesakipa Vihimesa Sheinais Nala Mezainis and Fautik. Let us see Taisvis, and we have a Taisvis here for Shleib is Mani Havishlami Bim Taima, given the Mizr Zihiri be Pesach, Mara said people are very careful with a Kolben Pesach, Eich Yovai Lidei Pesach Shalai Bizmana. So how could you have a Pesach Shalai Bizmana? People are careful with a Kolben Pesach, they don't lose it. So how do you have a Pesach Shalai Bizmana? Yeshleima, so Taisha says, the Lafamim a Pesach Choyle. Sometimes the Pesach is sick, the Kolben is sick, the Beim is sick. Umafrishacher. So you have to be mad, listen, I can't, it's Erev Pesach, and now the Behem is sick, so I can't be makabit for a Kolben. So I'm afresh another one, then so after Pesach, it got healthy, so it's a Mesa Pesach. Hashem Amayri be Pesach, Shenit Mubolov, maybe the Bailam or Tomei, Sai by Pesach Ishin, Sai by Pesach Sheni, so it couldn't be used for a Pesach, now it's a Mesa Pesach. Inamik again shehifrish shnei psochim lachayis. When he's mafrish lachatchila two psochim, and that means one is lachayis, that if one gets lost, the other one should be bimkoimai. Sha'achshav lenikra v'le'echad mehem, v'nisha, and the other one is achazmane. Yishtakach bashno samai. What happens if you found a bas shnosa? So where is going to be? Abulael, Gabi Yosham, Limotzi Lemivi, Ishtakach, Bashtei Shonimai. There the Gemara didn't ask the Gash. The Gemara asked, maybe it's a Nosham. So the Gemara said, it's not a Nosham because it's a Nosham is Bashtei Shonim, and this is Bashonachas. Fishanucha Loimau, so that's no problem. Shiye Takona Beriye. Bechol shebachatos meisa, achatos, that if it doesn't have a takone, it dies, ba'oshem roye. Vimkein, tire achetis taif. Vadomim yiu lekayetz hamizbeach. He says, by an oshem, the din is, if you can't be makrib the oshem, so you wait till it becomes a bamum, and the mei ha'osham ha'oila l'kayitz ha'mizbeach becomes an oila. You makrib it al tzoilus when the mizbeach is not too busy, so you makrib it oilus. Aber b'chatas ein bo takona klal, shemachi boi b'gmore, mai takante. The Moses says, takat is not takona, it has to die. Vim taima, la'el dekoma al schorim oilus. Leichosh, in the mei deschom, we took it, leichosh dul mesiri regolim v'roshi chadoshim. Maybe it's a chatos, but there are certain chatois, a chatos sibo zazocho, sheheim chatois sibo, veheim schorim. Vim kein amayle boi gemore leel ki ocha dilma chatois. So why didn't the gemore ask the kasher? Here the gemore asks, maybe it's a chatos. It's a chatos. And there the gemore doesn't ask. So chleim with the whole like a lemechish, the leiv bezden mas na leim shim nevdo yichulam. By the chatois at sibo, so there's a klal of leiv bezden masna leim that if they'll get lost, should be chulin. So mamela, I have no problem. Now we're starting a new sugya. Baruch Hashem, it's a very difficult sugya. I found a meiri which was very enlightening. But before we say over the Meiri, I'd like to say over a Gemara in Baba Metzia, and then we'll start learning the sugya. There's a Gemara, Baba Metzia, of Mendalad Amid Beis. There's a member of Beis Shammai, Lo Yase Odom Silin Din Reizov. Now, we are speaking, the halacha is by Maisa Sheini. The pasuk says, Ki yichak mincha amokim. Theoretically, a person has Maisa Sheini, so he brings the Maisa Sheini to Yerushalayim, the first and second year, and he eats it in Yerushalayim. Ki yichak mincha amokim. What if a Yid lives far away from Yerushalayim? Let's say you have to hire a trailer tractor to bring all the tefillah to Yerushalayim. So it says, "V'tzarta kesef b'yadecha." So you machalo the tvua, the ma'aser sheni, on money. So the tvua becomes chulin, the ma'aser sheni becomes chulin. The money gets kedushas ma'aser sheni, and the money you take up to Yerushalayim. And in Yerushalayim, nosat b'chaloshata v'nafshecha. Then in Yerushalayim, you buy b'boker b'tzayim b'sheicha. You buy in Yerushalayim, and whatever you buy gets Kedushas Maaser Sheni, and you're eating that in Yerushalayim. We'll see, this Chatchila one should buy Kobon Ishlomim, and with the money. We'll learn that from Gzeir Shavim. That is the Seder. So it's Ki Yichak Mimcha Amokim, Tzarta Kesef B'yadecha, Yimachalo, the Kedushas Maaser on money, Olachta L'amokim, come to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim you buy the bucket of tzayim b'yayin v'sheicha b'cholashat ha'va nafshecha. Now there's a Gemara here in Baba Metzia. The Gemara says that Beis Shammai holds lo yase odom sloin din reizov. Let us see what Rashi says. Lo yase odom silin din reizov. Mi sheyesh loy sloim kesef maiser sheini. He has sloim of kesef. He was machalubit. He had a lot of maiser sheini. So now he has to take up all the sloim and to take up the Yerushalayim. He needs an armored truck. I mean, he has a whole bunch of sloim. So he has an einfal. He's going to be machalo the sloim which are kesef and din reizov. Din reizov is. It's worth much more, so instead of taking a huge amount of sloim, it'll be mechalal it on din reizov, and the din reizov will take up to Yerushalayim. So Beis Shammai says, no, you can't do it. Layas odem silim din reizov. Mi sheyesh lo sloim kesef ma'aser sheni, lo yachlifem b'din reizov, lo hokel hamasi me'olov. He wants to. He wants it shouldn't be so difficult to go to Yerushalayim. Why? So the Gemara says something very interesting. This is Tamaz Ayesod, that we know by us there's a poshut concept. Let's say if a person sells peiros for money, so the bala peiros is the moicher and the money is the tashlumin. We usually assume the davar hanimker is the peiri, and the money, that's the currency that's paying for the peiri. Let us talk for 1 minute if we have two types of coins. We have a golden coin and a silver coin. Or let's say we buy one golden coin with 100 silver coins. And then we're making a transaction. Who is the meicher and who is the lekeach over here? Who's paying and who's selling? Both of our coins. Golden coin, a silver coin. So Beis Shammai holds that Dave gold is peiri. And the reason why it's peiri, it must tell me because it's not yaitse, but the guideline, what is considered currency, is something which is used frequently to purchase articles. That's called currency. A person doesn't go to the store with a dinar zov. I mean, he goes to the, if he wants to buy a house, he'll bring din reizov. But a golden coin is not a currency which is frequently used when you buy. So, dava is called peiri, And Kasp is called Tivya, that's the Matbaya, and this is the... So now, so that's in Hilchas Mekech HaMemker. There's the special dinim, you have to make a Mashiach and the Peiri. As, fine, that's in Hilchas Mekech HaMemker. The Zov is the Peiri, and the Kesef, the Kotuma coins now, is the Tivya, the Matbaya. Now let's talk about Chilo Maisa Sheini. Chilo Maisa Sheini, you want to be Machalo Maisa Sheini. He's chutz l'Rishalayim. He doesn't want to schlep a whole wagon load of silver coins, which have tushes ma'aseh sheni. He wants them a mechalal and din reizor. So Beishamai says you can't do it. Why? Tivo a peire loy mechalalina. The din, so Rashi says, the Rachmono omar v'tzarto hakesef. The Torah says, but ma'aseh sheni, what you do? Your mechalal Peiris on Tive, Peiris on Matbeis, not Matbeis on Peiris. So Rashi means to say, in other words, that if now you're going to make the Chilul, the transferal of Kedusha, Chutz l'Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, it's another Eisik. Then you're purchasing already, then you come to Yerushalayim, then you purchase with the money. But we're talking about you're not in Yerushalayim yet. So the whole, what are we doing now? We've been mechalol, we're mechalol, so the chutz l'shalayim, it's out of kesef b'yadecha means, we're mechalol the peiris and matbeis. It's out of kesef b'yadecha. It has to be matbeis, kesef tzure, it has to be tzure. So that's fine. So the first thing you have done, you were mechalol, your peiris maisa sheni, your tvua maisa sheni, and the silver coin. That's gewaldig. But now you want to make another chilol. This chilul now is tiva apere. Now you make a chilul. You're taking coins and you're mechalal the kedusha and peiris. There's no such thing. I'm sorry. There's no such. You can't do such a thing. The seder is peire ativa v'loy tiva apere. This is a gemara in Hazov, and this is how Rashi explains the gemara, which is very. Very gishmak. This is one yesod. I'd like to mention a few yesodis. There's a whole sugya in Masechta Sukkah that Taisus brings, and the sugya in Masechta Sukkah says as follows, that there's a machlokes chamei and the chachomim, if a person is permitted to buy a behemah chutz l'Yerushalayim with mois ma'aseh sheni, you're allowed to buy behemah chutz l'Yerushalayim. So machlokes. What's the machlokes? The chachamim say you're not allowed to. And Rami is also made the banikavis. Shema yigadol b'madorim madorim. He's not by a behemah chutz l'Yerushalayim. He might devile, get into the cattle business, and he'll wait a little bit till this good cow. Talking about the cave, the guys is chomer to the cave. This is a good cow. They have some children, and then the eventual will bring it to Yerushalayim for a call. But the vial, someone areinchab. And what's the catastrophe of this? It's a shrekelich catastrophe. The catastrophe is because Maaseh Sheni, first of all, there's a mitzvah shana b'shana. You should bring it up each year. Then there's a din. It's the third year you have to get rid of the Maaseh Sheni. So if a person has in his barn Maaseh Sheni, and it's a big sack Maaseh Sheni, so all right, the third year you got to take the Maaseh Sheni. But over here, if he had already Maaseh Sheni money, which is Maaseh Sheni, this Maaseh Sheni money also has to go the third year to Yerushalayim. But now he bought behemoths. And now he's doing a booming business, mamish, having twins, triplets, it's mamish meiridik. And it's the third year already. Business before pleasure. So the vial, so he'll come out of Gevaldik Kikilko. He'll buy a behemah chutz l'Yerushalayim, and we're afraid Shem Yigadol Adorim Adorim, and they'll come out to Skilkel. He will not be Mekayim Mitzvahs Biya, won't be Mekayim Mitzvahs, and there'll be Eiver Yisurim. So therefore, the Chachamim said, you don't buy behemoths on Yerushalayim. This is too scary. Don't buy behemoths. Rameya says, this is the Chachamim. Rameyer says, Scharim you could buy. Scharim is not Shem Yigadol. No, Nikedus you can't buy. Right? And then the Chama Odu Vagayis is Scharim Oto Nikedus. Now, let's... So we have here a machlokes in Masech the Sukkah, where the geyser, you have to buy a behemah chutz l'Yerushalayim. The Chamod Yah geyser, the Meod Yenat geyser. Frektois was in Masech the Sukkah, we just mentioned the Gemara in Bob Metzia. That is the Tiva Apeira Loi Mechalolina. We just mentioned the Gemara in Bob Metzia, that if you have a gold coin and five silver coins, you can't be Mechalol the silver coins aren't the gold coins. There's no Shema Yigadol Adorim Adorim. There's no problem over there. Tiva Peira Lai Mechalalina. With Chilul, Chutzul Yishalayim, there's a Seder of Chilul, and the Chilul is Peira Ativa, not Tiva Apeira. And here we have a Gemara in Sukkah that's a whole new thing. Shema Yigadol Adorim. What do you mean? We're going to go to Xeris. Tiva Peira Lai Mechalalina. Zuk Taisvis. So Taisvis in Mesech Tesukir says as follows. This din, Tive Apeire Loi Mechalalinam, is talking about, this is in the Chilul procedure. That means like this. This transaction of being Mechalal silver coins and gold coins, you're not up to the Venosato Bakesef. I'm making it easier for me to go to Yerushalayim. So this is an intermediary process from putting the kedusha on money, and I'll take the money to Yerushalayim. So in the money goof, I want to make a pesazoya another dreidel. I want to make it real easy for me. So in this procedure of chilul, the transition of kedushas maisa on money, the seder is peire ative v'loy tiva peire. But if I go and buy a behemah chutz l'Yerushalayim, and I'm going to eat this in Yerushalayim, here is no problem. So you have to buy it in Yerushalayim. The ikir is you have to eat it. I'll buy it here. Here I see there's a sale, and they're selling behemahs, and I need behemahs, so I'll buy behemahs. I'll buy it here. The Gemara in Bav Metzia has no shaychus with this. So now there's a Gemara in Sukkah. There's a Gemara in Sukkah that, but there's another problem. If he buys the behemah here, by the time the behemah gets to Yerushalayim, it'll be already a booming cattle owner. So that's a shayla. So that's a new shayla. Goyzer shemigadol adorim adorim. What we megadol adorim adorim. This is what Taisva says in Sukkah Daf Mem Amud Beis. Then Taisva says, Taisa found this as a machlokes in Yerushalmi, if this is so true. I mean, Taisa just said a yesod, that the whole problem of tive apeir is dafke, if you're just making a transaction on the money, but if you go and buy behemoth to take to Yerushalayim, no problem. That's one man diyam in Yerushalmi. Another man diyam in Yerushalmi holds this is also asa. This is also asa. So according to this man, the Yoma, so we have aita problem. So what's the whole machloikis of Shem Yigadol Adorim Adorim? There's a poshit problem over here. Tiva peir loy mechalalina. So the Yerushalmi says it's talking about mois maisa sheni shel demai. It's talking about it's not real maisa sheni, it's maisa sheni shel demai, which mikadin is not maisa sheni. There we want machma so much, tiva peir loy mechalalina. That's what it's talking about Adorim Adorim. One more akdome, what the Meiri says, a moire de gezach, and then we'll begin to understand Rashi. The Meiri says as follows, this gzeire of Shema Yigadol Adorim Adorim was said in two cases. Case number one, that he's in his hometown, he's buying a behemah to take to Yerushalayim. So we're afraid he's in his hometown, till he'll go to Yerushalayim is another 8 months, whatever it is. So in the meantime, we'll start with this behemoth. We'll have it loaded and thus, and we have the Gzeir Hashem Yigadol Adorim Adorim. Zok the Meiri. But what is if a person is on the way to Yerushalayim? He's on the highway going to Yerushalayim, and all of a sudden he sees a sign, cattle, bumish. He wants to buy behemoth here in Yerushalayim, you know. When they came before the regal, you know, the prices were, it's only in the demand. So here he sees mamish on the way to Yerushalayim, he sees they're selling behemoths. Mamish, I'm worth the price. So he wants to go and buy behemoths here. But he's going to Yerushalayim. He's not in his hometown. He's on the way to Yerushalayim. Zaktahilike Meiri, that whole sugya of Shema Yigadol Adorim Adorim, is that applicable over here? The whole Gzeira was, if he's in his hometown, he's going to be there for another few months, we're afraid he might get into the cattle business and kill Kulam. But if he's on the way to Yerushalayim, and then he wants to buy a behemoth, so then, I don't have a problem, of Shema Yigadol Adorim Adorim. This is Amiri, and now we'll start learning Gasugya. To understand, hoffentlich, Shitas Rashi. Tana Rabbana, ein loikhen behema bemois maiso sheni. One is not permitted to purchase a behema bemois maiso sheni. Zot Rashi, chutz lirushalayim. He wants to buy a behema chutz lirushalayim. Tichsiv v'tzarta hakesef biyodecha. Pasuk. So this Rashi sounds very familiar. This is like the Gemara in Bav Metzia. And we had mentioned, Taisus and Sukkah brings down, Taisus and Sukkah wants to say, the whole din of v'tzarta hakesef biyodecha is only when you're exchanging money. Then there's a din, it has to be peiri ativa v'loitiva apeiri. But if you buy a behemoth, there's no problem. Rashi holds there is a problem. But we now Taisus and Sukkah says the machlokes in the Yerushalmi. One man, the Yomim, the Yerushalmi says there's also a problem. Chutz l'Yerushalayim, yomechalo peiris anabeis. Not the other way around. So, ein loikhen behemoth b'mois ma'isa sheini. Rashi brings a posik. This is the Gemara in Bab Metzia. In Chutz l'Yerushalayim, it's peiris ative v'loitiv apeir. Va'oit, another reason. Shema takrish b'teira chadera. You're gonna buy a behema here. Till it goes to Yerushalayim, you know, they didn't have any tractor trailers for the behema, so. Shema takrish b'teira chadera. So lochere means that, behema for Maiser Shane, it's gonna get, but you have said in Maiser Shane, you spent $800 for this behema, that was the bargain. When it comes to Yerushalayim, it'll be worth $600,000. I mean, you took Mois Maisa Shaini and you bought it, and it's gonna... So therefore, we don't buy Chutz L'Yerushalayim. Shema Takrish B'Teirach Adarach. Rek the Pnei Yeshua. I don't understand. You bring a posik, and Va'oid, you know, another... you have a posik, so what's your problem? So the Pnei Yeshua says, and that's what this Pshat Namakno also. What if he bought it for a korban, and like... Zemach Leikis in Yerushalmi. If you buy it for a korban, if there's a problem with tzarta kesef biyadecha, we had mentioned before, Taisvis and Sukkah brings down the machlokes in the Yerushalmi. So lachera, these are the two lashonos we have here. A mishnah over ein loikhen behema b'mois ma'isa sheni. What is pshat in this mishnah? So Rashi says, I'll tell you two mahalchem. One mahalach I'll tell you could be there's a din tzarta kesef biyadecha, which is applicable afilu by. Afilu, if you buy a behemoth to go to Yerushalayim, it's also, there's no heter on that. Va'oid, and if you'll say that this is permissible, there's no v'tzarta kesef biyadecha, but that is another reason. Shema takrish b'teirach haderech. Maybe it's gonna, you're gonna buying the behemoth mois ma'isa sheni, the teirach haderech, it's be the nikrash, some of meila. That's why they ask it. You buy it in Yerushalayim, not you're gonna bring out a psazoya, and nice kemuchet the behemoth from the Teirach Haderech and bring this to Yerushalayim. Fine. So this is pshat in, and we had mentioned before from the Meiri, and what's with the Shem Yigadol? We're speaking about, there was Baderech, Baderech, there's no problem of Shem Yigadol. That's why Rashi did not speak about this problem, which is the whole sugi in Sukkah. That's the Meiri, Amiradika Meiri, that this problem is no problem whatsoever. V'im lokach. What if he, look, that's the din. An Elchiyid should not purchase Abaheime Chutzul Shalim von Mois Meisershein. Ve'im Lokach. What if he did? Is Beshoigek Yarsu Domim Lemkaimo. If he didn't know there was Mois Meisershein, so that's a Mekach Tois. So Mamele, so we go and then we reverse the Mekach, he gets back his money, the Moicha gets back the payas, this whole thing is a Tois. Zukt Rashi. Bishoigik shelo yoda shein mois maiso sheini. He didn't know it's mois maiso sheini. Yachzeru domim lemkaimo. Kaifen ha moichel lahachzer ha domim. We forced the moichel. At least the moichel was very happy. He sold the behem. He got money. I mean, between you and me, I mean, what happens? Remember, when you buy a behem with mois maiso sheini, so the mois becomes chulin by the moicha, the behemah is kedushas meisah sheni. I mean, this moicha sold the behemah. That's his business. He sold it us. He's very happy. He got rid of the behemah. He got some profit. So Rashi says, koifen as hamoicha laharzer adamim. We tell him, Abid, this whole transaction was a mekach tois. The mekach tois. She'ilu yoda shein mois maisa lehoyalaikra. If he would have known his mois maisha, he never would have bought the behema here. The trichale milsa lelicha lirushalayim. But mois avanechalam tiyina. This is a big batlonishkan. I should buy a behema. Money, you can take money. You have to slap a behema with me. I mean, so it's a mekach tois. If I would have known, I never, then it's a toy. Did not take it. So it's a mekach tois. Agavuchim. The Shitish Lenoida Lami says another reason why. Rashi says a practical reason. If he would have known it's Maisa Sheini, he wouldn't have done this because it's a Meshuggah Dafazayin to Shlapa Behemah. It's much easier to travel with money than with the bank. Fine. The Shitish Lenoida Lami says there's a former reason that's a Mekah. I'm an Elchiyid. Ein Leikrin Behemah Bemois Maisa Sheini. Not allowed to. So Mamela, if I would have known, Hasrusham never would have done it. I mean, there I very felt Marois. I have enough without it. So this, if I would have known, I never would have done it. So the Shitish Lenoida Lami wants to say that for another reason it's a Mekartois. If you would have known it's an Avera, you never would have done it. Perhaps it could be Al Koponim that Rashi didn't mention this. We can say it's a Halba Teretz. The second Issa, Zichan Issa de Rabona. Shema Takrish Badach. This is an Issa de Reis. This is an Issa de Rabona. We have mentioned many times, the Zamurdik and the Sivis, that should be a Melech Yosha and all of us, and the Sivis says, Zamurdik is Ach. That if a person does an Avere de Rabona on Beshoigik, he doesn't have to do Tshuva. A person is even Issa de Reis on Beshoigik, he has to do Tshuva. Aveira de Rabbanan b'shoigik, he doesn't have to do tshuva. It's not called an aveira. And the Nesivis and others are mevaya, what's pshatan and what's the chilek of the Rabbanan of the Reise. So they say there's a mordik a chilek. An isa de Reise is a isa be'etzem. That means a person ate nevela. He didn't know who was nevela. Fine, he didn't know. But did he eat nevela? He sure did, I mean that. He didn't know, like the Meribina says, someone came over, the doctor told him, this is a poison, don't you dare eat it. So he'll eat it and he'll tell the doctor, I didn't know there was poison. Right? But that won't help the situation. He ate poison. He ate an Issa Deraisa. Whatever Nevela does to a person, how detrimental it is to the Luchnius of a person, you ate it, so you have to do tshuva. No shayla about it. Let's talk about an Issa de Rabbonim, Bishalakum. Bishalakum. Bishalakum is an Issa de Rabbonim. But what's the story? I bought steaks, blood kosher, shchitas beis Yosef, mahadrim in a mahadrim. No problem. I bought a steak, and I have a goyish maid in my house, and she cooked it. She cooked the steak. Now this is a kosher steak. Chazal said you're not allowed to eat it. So what is pshat over here? Now I'll eat it, that's for sure. So, achreinim ha-mavaya. But what if I eat it? That I eat a treif steak? It's kosher. But you know what your avla is? You didn't listen to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, don't eat it. The Rabbanan says, you're not allowed to eat it. So the iser is, you have to listen to them. By you eating the steak, you're moired b'divrei Chazal. Not you ate a treif steak. Chazal said, don't eat it, now eat it. So that's the iser. You have to listen to them. Zokt in the sivis. So that's 100% true. If I know that this is bishalakum, and I know you're not allowed to eat it, and I ate it, you're a shegetz. You're a shegetz. You were oiva nisa de rabbonon. Could be oiva leisosa min atayre. That is a machlekes harishayim. Leisosa mikol hasheyiruche. They said you're not allowed to eat it, and you ate it. Yoiva nisa. Yoiva leisosa. You're not listening to them. You're rebelling against them. That's a nisa. But not try for meat. The isa is you're not listening to them. Zot in the sivis, but what'll be if I didn't know that it's bishalakum? So I'm not listening to them. Chas v'shalom. If I would have known, I never would have eaten it. So I'm evil, I'm not listening to them. Chas v'shalom. I didn't know. And if I didn't know, you can't say that I'm a moirid. You can't say I'm not listening to them. So that's in the sivis by a derabonon. A shaygik derabonon. There's no chet. So you don't have to do tshuva. As I said in the sivis. So Memele, so it could be Al Kaponim on the second half of Rashi. The Rashi said, it's a Mekach Tois because of the practical aspect. If he would have known it's Maisa Sheini, he wouldn't have done it because it's not practical to schlep a Behem along. Fine. So why didn't Rashi mention that Be'erish Shaboy? So Al Kaponim on the second half of Rashi, could be Rashi had liked in the scene. If he didn't know there's no Aveira, I didn't know it was Maisa Sheini, so I didn't know. I'm sure I didn't know Bechlam doing anything wrong. So maybe that's what Rashi is saying, the Mekach Tois is als practicality. That's in Lokach B'Shoigi K'Avso Domim L'Mkoimo. B'Meizit. What if he knew that it was Maisa Sheini money? The Moicha knew it's Maisa Sheini money. B'Meizit. Yeah, I know the Mishnah. I know. I like him being with Moisma. I know that. I know that. Okay. Moshe Nduch Komen with Rabbeinu Shlom. It's whatever it is. Listen, there's a deal over here that got a cheap deal on a behemoth. It's cheap. It's yeah. I bought it. I'm gonna eat it near the Shalayim. Good. I did an aveira. Finished. It's not the first. So memele. So what's it in? Is tale v'teichal b'mokim. No, if you knew it was Ma'aseh Sheini and you bought it, it's finished. So you eat it near the Shalayim. I mean the mekar is chal. And the Yelid in Yerushalayim, it got Kedushas Ma'aseh Sheini, there was, he bought Peiret, the Mekach Eschal, the Mokim, Yerushalayim, the Chsiv, El Amokim, Meshayivcha. That is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Now, let us see Taisvist, the bottom Taisvist. Ein Leikhen Beheime be Ma'aseh Sheini, Peirish Bekuntris, Chutz Lirushalayim. Mishum derziv v'tzarto akesef biyodecho. Rashi got a posik. Da teure hikpido bekesef tzure. You have to be machalo on money, not money on behemoth. Reason number one. Va'oid shemati kochash b'teure chaderech. Reason number two is me shemati kochash. Rashi gave two reasons. V'loi nehira. I don't like both of these reasons. The bein in kesef tzure, that what is a drash, that you need kesef tzure. Hainu davke derech chilo. That is davke, if the whole transaction is only to transfer the kedusha on one matbeya to another matbeya. Or from peiris to a matbeya. So there the din is that you have to, it has to be on a matbeya. It's out of a kesef. I want to purchase now something that's not food. I want to be machlef dinrei sloim shal kesef and dinrei zov. Shaos, so what are you going to do with the dinrei zov? You're not going to eat the dinrei zov. Shaos soch lachze velimkel. Liknois will be a little better. But then you have to go into Yerushalayim. So this transaction, chutzul Yerushalayim, is not, I'm not acquiring the behemoth, I'm gonna eat in Yerushalayim. I'm just making a chilul till Yerushalayim. Shosach lachze velimke. Avo. So there, they said, that's a problem. That's what's out there, Kesef. Avo b'mekach, lo'oilach behemo, ulo'oichla b'Yerushalayim. Sure, but if I'm buying the behema now, and I want to eat it in Yerushalayim, no problem. Like be'ina kesef tzur. There's no such thing. So this first pasuk that Rashi brought, a pasuk v'tzart a kesef b'yodecha, and Taisus could be very well knew the Gemara in Bab Metzi 100%, that there's a din pepeira tiva peirle mechalolina. That's davke if you're not buying a behema. So you're making a transferal of kedusha without ending up with the ultimate result. There the din is you have to be mechalol on amatbeye sheyesh baitzure. But over here I'm buying a behema and I'm eating Yerushalayim. So the first pasuk is not applicable. Will I be in the guest of tzur? So that's no problem whatsoever. But he nami omer bagoizel kame. Now this brings the gemara baba kame. Mi sheyesh lo imoes bebavel. Amor de kezach. A person had money in bubble. Maisu shein nidike money in bubble. Sheeinam yaitzim birushalayim. And this money, there were different governments. Yerushalayim will bring down this money. No one is going to accept this money. See, it's my sheini dikim money in Bavel. He has to be Eilu Yerushalayim. So the problem is, he won't be able. He can do nothing with this money. It's not Eilu Aseich in Yerushalayim. So he purchases a behem in Bavel. Umam tilab Yerushalayim. Takes it to Yerushalayim. Alme, I there's a pasuk. What do you mean? Here's a problem. I understand. There's a problem, but out I cast to be a vechach. I mean, there's an issue. You're not allowed to be mechalo tiva apere. Alme lo bina kesef tzura. So you see this whole thing, and that's I'll tell you, pshat. The whole din of kesef tzura is you just want to transfer the kedusha. You're not up to the behema yet, so that you can't transfer. Tiva apere, but buying the behemah not to bring to Shlaim, no problem. So you see the first mahalach of Rashi as well. Miu the lishna the shema takrish. You also have a problem. Rashi said a second reason. Shema takrish leikoshe kulahai dikala meima the yaisa toiv liknis behemah la loisa lovishalaim ba'avagav shemis kacheshes. And the second mahalach, we can say that this is, the Issa was, buy in Yerushalayim and you'll have a healthier behemoth, you have more meat. But that's if I can buy it in Yerushalayim. But you have to be practical. I have bubble money, I can't buy in Yerushalayim. So this is the lesser of the two evils. So it's one of the two. If I take this money to Yerushalayim, I don't do anything with it. I buy behemoth here, so I'll be here. Okay, I'll be takashma. But I'll have a behemoth in Yerushalayim with my sushain. This is my sushain. But Taisi says, according to the second mahalach of Rashi, then we can understand the Gemara. Avol alishne de kesef tzure koshe tuve. But the first Lashon HaRashi is very shvek in the Parishas. I mean, that's very shvek. Lekach nire l'ri l'fosh. So, the Ri wants to go out completely against Rashi. A different mahalach in this whole sugya. The haino taime dein leikhen behemes zeira shemi yigadal adorim adorim. Taisu says, our sugya is that for sugya and sugya. That not Rashi's reasons is no. There's no problem with tzart hakesef. This is a takrish meter chadech is also no off in the Gemara. The reason is because of the Gemara Tzuka says Shem Yigadol Adorim Adorim. Vachin Amar Minipek Lulav Hagosel. The Kama Hosel. It's a Gemara in Tzuka. Bois Maisi Sheini Mischalolin Al Behem Mechayi Boiv Ben Chayim Ben Shvutim Dibir Rameya Chamim Oimrem. So Ramei holds, you're allowed to be mechalo, and they mechayi boy. V'chami ma'imrim, ashrutim mischalolim. You can buy geshochten and meat, no problem. Achayim ain't mischalolim, because Hashem yigadol ador. Umasik, the Gemara feels nice. Machloikis, bischorim. The machloikis, that what Ramei says, you're allowed to buy behemis, is that to buy schorim. Havon nekevis, tibarei hakel, Ein mischalin al chayin, shemigadu memadorim.
So, but in the Kavis, everyone knows there's a Gzeira. But Scharim Pligi, he goes in and Scharim out in the Kavis, Eloi. The Rameya, Loi Gosa, the Rabon and Gosli. Finished. That's a Gemara. It's took enough in the Gemara. Ahocha de Komar ain't like him. Now let's go to our Mishnah. Gzeira Scharim out in the Kavis. This is going according to the Chachamim. And you're not allowed to buy any Bema. That's the reason, not Rashi's reason. The reason is, als Adorum Adorum. The imtaima, even the time I have a bishum gzeire. Oh, so you're saying the whole time is alfa gzeire. Amaika mahosam loshin mishalolin. Mishalolin means, as a loshin is spoiled, it means that the chumim say, ain mishalolin. That means that Philip the Yeved, it's not chal. Nothing happens. Nothing happens with it. I give money for, I purchase a barim chutzul shalayim. Garnished, it's nothing happened. The Bahim is weiter chulen, the money is weiter meister shein, ein mischallel. Praktoises. The mashma for the yevid loy mahani, it doesn't help. For oma bechol duchte, this chazal say, bechol dova shuda rabbonon, with the yevid mahani. Vim kein mechallelin mi boi loy. Vachmos abrini beperik hazov. Mos hazov de koma hosam, ala maida rabbonon. Ain mischalolin, ain mechalolin miboilay. So this is akasha between you and me. This is not akasha on us. So you basically just brought down a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara says in Sukkah, I'm going to say ain mischalolin. So Taisus wants to, let's understand this. What's akapshad ain mischalolin? V'yesh loimak, even the behid lulav agozol, yesh takon alasa, yesh loimak yachso domim lumkoimak edam ahochi, v'shimachi kamad afol diyevel loimahani, So I just like to explain what Taisus Teretz is. Taisus Teretz is just two hanochas. Hanocha number one, the Di'evet means if I don't have any Eitzah how to rectify the situation, so the Di'evet, we made a gzeira that you're not allowed to buy Be'emesh, it was done, we can't do anything about it, we can't do anything about it, it's finished, it's over and done with. That's by the Rabbon. Finished. And they did something which is not permissible, but it's over and done. But Taisa said, here, we can rectify the situation. I can rectify the situation. So later we'll see there's a Marshon, that says that Chazal made Hefke Bez and Hefke. They've moved in over here. We said that you're not allowed to buy a Behem Mechutzul Rishalayim. That's what we said. And you went and you bought a behemah against us. We're not scared of you. Hefke bes and hefke. The mekach is mchal. So the behemah belongs to the moicha. The money belongs to the lekeach. You didn't do anything. You didn't accomplish anything. So that's the slav of the chachamim. The chachamim held, if we can do something about it, we just don't put up a sign. You're not allowed to do it. And then if he does it, we'll just turn around and we'll show him. And if he did it, ain't mischalolin. It's not chal. It's not the mechanism chal. He made that hefke bez and hefke, the mechanism chal. And that's the sword of chachamim. Rameya holds that by zecharim, the gozo zecharim out in the kedus.